Welcome to an encounter with Father Morris Emmalou.
Today's encounter is the Lord's joy because of you. Think about this. Isn't it a privilege for someone to disclose to you his or her will? To get insider information about anything is a privilege. It should inspire trust and joy. More profoundly, to have the opportunity of knowing the mind of God because the Lord has revealed to us the substance of it should cause us to rejoice. Moreover, it delights the Lord when we understand His will and revelation and respond accordingly. It is the simple and humble heart that understands and responds accordingly. In such a heart, the Lord delights. From the Gospel of Luke, we read a beautiful message. The Lord gives this message to the disciples after they return from the mission of the 73. That's when He sends 70 of His disciples, two by two, to the broader society to share the good news. In the same hour, Jesus rejoices in the Holy Spirit. He says, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you've hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." Luke 10:21. I'm filled with joy to read this message from the Lord. To realize that the Lord is excited when someone understands or grasps the gift of His revelation is so beautiful that it makes me ecstatic. Many biblical scholars regard the above quotation as the Lord's hymn of joy. It is interesting to know that the object of this joy of the Lord is you. It occurs when you understand the Lord's revelation and respond in grace to His promptings. You might want to know that the Greek word used to describe how Jesus felt His joy is egaliasato. This word expresses the feeling of excitement, celebration, and joy at seeing a child win. The object of this joy is the child. This joy is selfless. Imagine going to watch your child in kindergarten or high school or even college play his or her first baseball competition for the school. Imagine the excitement you feel if your child hits the home run that decides the game. Or imagine the excitement of watching your child graduate from college when you thought, given the child's past, that such a success was unlikely. I would love for you to think about that moment and imagine that kind of joy. This is an apt analogy to the Lord's joy when you understand His will and revelations. It's likewise comparable to the joy of childbirth when the mom carries a newborn baby for the first time, gazes on the child's face, and sees her baby's beauty. The Lord's joy flowed from the Holy Spirit, and His praise was directed to the Father. Scripture says, Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the joy flowing from Jesus through the Holy Spirit to the Father. It is a Trinitarian joy, a complete joy. Imagine that the joy Jesus feels is the Trinitarian joy for you and me. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit share in that joy when we come to believe God's revelation in Christ. Isn't this wonderful? The same applies to revelations concerning the end time. The plan of God towards the end time is for hope and the fulfillment of God's ultimate plan. It should inspire joy, not despair. When people despair because they are reminded of the end time and all the trials and tribulations that come with it, it could be because they have not realized that all things work unto good for those who love God. Could it be that sin has dulled their minds and the thought of judgment becomes terrifying? I pray we work with God's grace to keep from putting ourselves in situations that cause the message of judgment to become terrifying. Sin keeps us in that situation. Grace saves us from it, because grace is life in Christ. It's righteousness that liberates. If you are worried about events around you and concerned for the future, how about opening your heart to God? How about asking the Lord to fill your heart with the joy of His presence? God will fill your heart. The Lord's joy will be in your heart, and your joy will be complete. Reflect. Have I asked the good Lord to open my heart to see more and more, connect more and more with the life He has given through Christ? Pray, God, fill our hearts with joy, and may our joy be complete. Amen. God love you. God bless you.
You've been listening to An Encounter with Father Morris Emalu, excerpts from the book series of the same name. You can get your own copy of An Encounter with Father Morris Emalu at revemalu.com. That's revemelu.com.